For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. The Islamic Society of Greater Salt Lake released a statement after it was revealed that the suspected perpetrators of the attacks in San Bernardino were Muslim. Imam Mohammed Matar of Khadija Mosque in West Valley City condemned the attacks, but also said he hoped, quote, that Muslim communities around our nation will not be implicated for this barbaric act committed by these people. On Monday this week, Noor ul Hassan, a member of the Islamic Society, sent us a message saying she struggles to convince the people of Utah not to be afraid of Muslims. She joins us in studio now to talk about her personal experience. So what was your first reaction when you found out the alleged perpetrators were Muslim?
I was horrified. I thought, who are these people that seem to think that they can do this in the name of my religion?
And what have you been seeing here in Utah after this attack? Have you seen a change in the way people respond to you?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have been so depressed since this last event that I have not wagered to step out as much. I've really been in a bad frame of mind. As I see more and more information about what's happening, it makes me even more appalled, and I cannot understand. I'm trying to figure out why and how, just like everybody else, that somebody would do this. So I cannot tell you that I've had any negative reaction or positive reaction. I will tell you, whatever errands I've run, I find myself looking next to the car next to me and wondering, what are they thinking of me, which I never used to do, or wondering, are they even coming to the studio here today? I had to try and get into a right lane amongst other cars, and the people were honking at me, and I kept thinking, are they thinking, what is this stupid, you know, Muslim lady doing, you know? Because right now, everybody is in that high alert mode.
So it's not that anyone said anything specific to you or given you any sort of looks that you can identify, but just that you're guessing at what they might be thinking.
I have been avoiding, and thereby I have been a little bit self-conscious about what really they are thinking of me, because they don't know me as an individual. They only know me as the person with the headscarf.
You are a very visible Muslim. You wear the headscarf. You're active in public life here in Utah. You serve on school councils, numerous boards. You're politically active as a Democratic delegate. What is the message that you want to get across to the people of Utah about who you are and what you think?
Well, obviously, you said I'm very active on several boards. I have a lot of passions. I have a lot of community service. I'm just like anybody else. I want to do for my community, do for students in school. I want to help in any way I can and show that Muslim women are active and part of this frame of American life. We're no different than anybody else. I'm no different than anybody else on my street.
Is there a sense of exasperation here that it's hard to be understood?
I feel very frustrated because overall, every time something happens, we seem to have to constantly say, this is not who we are. How many times do I have to say that for people to really see, to differentiate between Muslims, Islam, and this ISIS group? But I was pleasantly surprised when I did listen to Obama's speech and he differentiated and said, this is not about Muslim Americans. We are not going to be afraid of them. They're not our enemies. It's ISIS is. And that's what my enemy is too, ISIS.
So what do you think needs to happen here?
What I think is we need to really consciously think about what we're saying and what we're doing, who we're alienating here. We Muslim people want to get rid of this in our country. We don't want it here. Obviously, the immigrants that came here and the refugees that came here, they ran from that. They don't want it here. So obviously, we're in the same boat. We all want it out, okay? And secondly, why? I don't understand why any individual should have an automatic weapon like that, an assault weapon. We talk about mass weapons of destruction. Those are mass weapons of destruction. I think the action has to be that we need to start going to our legislation, Democrats, Republicans, and telling them, stop. We need to have some great criteria on how we determine who gets guns and how they're getting them. No more online purchases.
I wonder if you think there's a unique perspective here in Utah because the religion here is predominantly Mormon.
I can tell you this much. Living in Utah, I am very well respected for my faith because this state is a predominantly religious state. And when you have God in your life, when you have a sense of good and bad, and you know, and know that you have to answer to a higher authority, then I think your behavior and how you interact with others is affected. And for me, I am very grateful for my Mormon friends. I'm very grateful for all my interfaith friends. I'm very lucky to be in Utah. I grew up in California. I can only imagine. I'm afraid to go to California. I am, because I'm thinking, oh gosh, what's going to happen there? You know? But in Utah, for the most part, the Mormon Church will, of course, tell their people to be kind, to be not persecute us. The Mormons have been persecuted. They've gone through that, so they know what it's like. I think other faiths also, because we have innately a reason to be good, all faith people, and to spread good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Noor ul Hassan is a member of the Islamic Society of Greater Salt Lake. I'm Andrea Smartin for KUER News.